Good evening, everyone, and very warm welcome back to Kingdom Come with me, Jess Priest, and Pastor Fergus Buchan from MMI London. Thank you all so much for tuning in and joining us again tonight. We're all so excited and truly feeling blessed to be back with you all. So last week was our first episode back of 2021, where Pastor Fergus shared with us a story about one of his missions and outreaches that him and his son, Fraser, went on in Zimbabwe. And it was actually one of MMI's first ever outreaches. And tonight, Pastor Fergus is going to share with us another story, one that is very special and very heartwarming to hear, that happened when he was on another one of his outreaches. And we're actually sitting here tonight with Jo, Pastor Fergus's wife, and before we met this evening, Jo got a scripture which I thought I'd share with you guys. So it's Luke chapter 16, verse 10, and it says, "He who is faithful in what is least is also faithful in much, and he who is unjust in what is least is unjust also in much." So without further ado, over to you, Pastor Fergus.
Well, good evening, all. Greetings in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and thank you, Jess. It's good to be back together with you again as we bring another story from the mission outreaches. Thanks so much for allowing this team to be back on for Gospel for Grampian. It's good to be with you, and I've got something quite exciting to share with you today. A while ago, I mentioned about us taking a small pickup, about a four-tonner, up to Zimbabwe to take food. It was a desperate time in those days during some elections, and there was no food, and people were starving, literally starving. My son and I, we were on our own mission station, and he came and said, "Dad, I want you to pray with me that I believe we should take some supplies up and feed our brothers and sisters." And I said, "Fine, let's pray about this." And we did pray about it, and we eventually got circa a ton of food, and up we went. But you know, a lot of people, you get a lot of people that are negative in life, as we all well know. And a lot of folks were saying to us, "What's a ton of food going to do? You know, maybe it was half a ton. You know, we packed that thing full." And we said, "Well, we don't know, but the Lord told us to take this food up." So we did, but I've got a scripture just to confirm that, okay? And two scriptures I'm going to read before I go into my story. And if you go to the book of Zechariah, chapter 4, verse 10, the first sentences say this: "For who has despised the day of small things, small beginnings?" All right, because we didn't know what was going to happen later, which I'm going to share with you folks tonight. I also want to just go forward again to a scripture about missions. And this is the scripture that Messiah Ministries International stands on. It's the book of Mark, chapter 16, verse 9. I beg your pardon. Mark, chapter 16, verse 15. And it says, "And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Well, that's what we do. We go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. But in verse 20, okay, the last verse in chapter 16 says, "And they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word through the accompanying signs." Amen. We went up, we delivered the food, we had a lot of hardships, a lot of issues, but we got the job done and we came back. Well, people got to hear about that particular mission, and this is what happened. We realized the enormity of the situation in the then Zimbabwe, and our hearts went out to our brothers and sisters that were literally starving up in the northern part of Zimbabwe, and we started praying again. So remember, now the Lord doesn't despise small beginnings or small things, whichever version of Bible you're reading. And we happened to get the word out through a very good friend of mine who has a wonderful Christian magazine in South Africa, and they did an article for us, and we shared. Well, the blessings just started to come tenfold, because the first thing that came to mind was a lady from Durban. She owned a very big trucking company, and she said, "Fergus, I want to be on board. What I can do is supply you with a 32-ton truck and a driver, and I'll get the food to wherever you want to go." So we said, "Wow, how big is God?" But 32 tons. Now, I don't know if you people can even picture that in your mind, how much stock, food, how much that is, 32 ton. How are we going to find that, Lord? Well, you see, those that put their faith and trust in Him, He'll answer us. So we began, and people started coming to us, started with farmers. And some of them wanted to, who did, tithe some of their maize to us. Maize, as you well know, those that know Africa, those that don't know Africa, maize is the staple diet. It gets pounded down to a flour and cooked. And it's like in the UK, we eat potatoes as a staple diet. Well, maize, or mealie meal, as it's known where I come from, is your staple diet on the side, and your veggies and meat are around the side of it. And it's lovely. It's delicious. Not everybody likes it, but I love it. So we got the maize, and then businesses started approaching us. And then we started to receive cooking oil and rice and sugar, coffee, tea. It just started to come in, but it really started to come in. Obviously, the first thing that always goes on to our trucks whenever we do go out, even if it's in small Land Cruisers, is the Word of God, Bibles, tracts. And we started to be blessed with that. So now we were starting to really get quite full. We were getting up to the 32 tons. And I had to go to an optician in a big shopping center in Johannesburg to get some stuff for my eyes, or I don't know what I needed, but I needed something. And we have a particularly big pharmacy in South Africa called Dis-Chem. It's massive. I mean, there's no, well, I think in Southern Africa, there's no bigger pharmacy than this, a chain. And it's owned by one family. It's still run by the father, to my knowledge. Anyway, we were in Dis-Chem looking at a big rack. Something new had arrived, a massive rack of glasses with different strengths. You know, like cheapies, quickies, where you didn't have to go to an optician and get your eyes tested. You were bad, or lost your glasses and needed glasses. You tried on your different strengths with the chart, and they cost very little money. As I was just looking at this from interest point of view, I wasn't there to buy that. A gentleman came up and said, "Are you being served?" I said, "Yes, thank you. I'm just waiting for my wife." And he said, "I see you're looking at these glasses. They're quite new on the market." Then they were quite new. I said, "Yeah." I said, "It's really interesting." I said, "It's the kind of thing I could use." So he said, but you got glasses?" I said, "Yeah, I do." I said, "But where I go, this would be very beneficial." He said, "What do you do?" So, Jewish gentleman, the company's owned by Jewish people. And, you know, boldness. I said, "Well, I'm a missionary, sir, and I'm going up to Zimbabwe with a whole bunch of stuff, and we've got Bibles for people to read, but most of them, a lot of them, especially the elderly, can't read the Word of God." He said, "Well, look, take my card, phone me, and I'll go back to head office, and I'll see if I can get some sponsorship for you. We might be able to rustle up 300 pairs." I said, "Wow, what a blessing." I said, "Really?" He said, "Yeah, phone me." I said, "I will phone you." So we went home and carried on and checked our lists, and then this gentleman's card came up, and I found him. And he said, "Mr. Buchan, would you come into our head office? The owner would like to meet you." So I said to him, "Yeah, I'll come in. That's fine." But little did I know that one of our board members is involved in a very big investment company in Johannesburg, and he knew the owner personally. In fact, the owner was one of his accounts. And when I mentioned this to our board member, he said, "I can't believe this, that you've actually got in to see this guy." I said, "Well, that's God, isn't it?" He said, "I'm going to come with you." I said, "Fine, sure, you're welcome." So off we went. When we were waiting in the reception area, my dear friend turned and said, listen, don't be offended if you get given very little time, and you might not even be offered a seat, because these are hardworking people and they really do work. I said, nah, as long as I get what we came for, I'll do anything. So in we walked, and there was the owner sitting behind a massive desk full of papers. He had heavy horn-rimmed glasses on the top of his head. He was just in a plain white shirt and black slacks. And he looked at me and he said, good afternoon, Mr. Buchan. He says, my name is Mr. Saltzman. So I said, good afternoon, Mr. Saltzman. Thanks for seeing me. So he stood up and he said, please come and sit over here with me. Well, my friend, first of all, got a shock of his life, but anyway. And then he said, would you like coffee or tea? I said, yeah, I like coffee. I like, or tea, actually, whatever. And we got a lovely cup of tea. Now we're ready. He says, I believe you're a missionary. I said, I am. And I believe my agent spoke to you. I said, yes. He said he could help me with some reading glasses. He said, when are you going? I said, yeah, in about 3 weeks' time. It's getting close now. He said, right. He had his intercom right there, and he phoned down to his, I don't know, his manager, I guess, of his warehouse. I'm talking massive. He said, how many of these new spectacles can we release to me now? Blah, 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 blah. He says, Mr. Buchan, can I give you 5,000 pairs? I said, how many? And he said, furthermore, what else do you need? So I said, Mr. Saltzman, I'm going to a country that has been devastated by whatever. There's nothing there. So we got every kind of painkiller, and we got bandages, and we got plasters, and we got ointments, and whatever. I mean, it was like, I can't believe how much stuff this gentleman gave us. Why am I telling you about this? Because you cannot outbless God. If you're faithful with small things, he'll trust you with bigger things. Amen. So this all came to pass, and I got up and I said, well, Mr. Saltzman, I really want to thank you very much. I said, it's going to make a huge difference, because we can give somebody a Bible, and if he can't read, we can test him on the charts, which he gave us the whole thing. He can get a pair of glasses to read the Word of God. So he said, fine, Mr. Buchan, that's good. I said, my door's open to you. Even to this day, I know if I go there and I need help, he'll help me. As I was leaving, he said, hang on, I'm not finished with you. So I said, oh, here we go. What have I done wrong here? He said, I want you to pray a blessing over me. Now, this is a Jewish gentleman, possibly Orthodox, I'm not sure. But you see, you know that saying that Christ in you, that verse, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Well, I'm praying, I'm believing, not praying, because it happened. He saw Christ in me. So I said, can I put my hand on your shoulder? He said, you can. And I prayed a blessing over him and his family and his company. And we left. That's the kind of thing that was happening. And then the phone calls came in, and this was given and that was given, petrol, diesel. Then we were blessed with a very dear friend of mine. He's a pastor in Durban, had a clearing agency where he used to check in stuff from overseas and send stuff out. And the bookwork was getting over our heads, and we didn't know what we were doing, quite frankly. So they took it over for free and cleared everything, got all the paperwork in place. This took a year, brothers and sisters, a year. You see, God's timing is not our timing. God's ways are not our ways. His ways are higher than ours. So now we're all set to go. And, well, I was so excited because a lovely church on the outskirts of Johannesburg allowed us to use their big grounds. They had a big lockup where all the food came in. A whole bunch of young guys and girls came out and helped us pack it, pack the truck, put the tarpaulins over it, and we're all ready now. And then I got a call to go to Germany. Now, this is what I love about the Lord. Now, I wasn't the only one involved, but I was spearheading it with my son and Joanne and our teams. But it kind of fell on my shoulders, and you know, talk about a bit of stress here. Anyway, we got it all cleared, date was set, and we were ready to go, and I was called to go to Germany. But I said, Lord, I want to go up there and hand out this food. I want to be part of this. I mean, come on, Lord. I mean, I did a lot of work here. And he doesn't share his glory with anybody. Nobody. So I flew off to Germany with Joanne and my son and his teams. They took the truck up to a place called Chinoy, which is up in northern Zimbabwe, about 120 k's north of Harare. But you see, God knows, and people that supported us know, because we made it very clear that we were going to distribute the food. Not some NGO, not some crooked government official that'll take the food and sell it or distribute it to his friends. No, no. We were taking this to brothers and sisters in Christ. We were distributing it. So what they did when the team got up there, I only saw photographs because I was now in Europe. They got massive plastic bags and they packed parcels. And each family got a parcel, a big parcel. I'm talking a big plastic bag. And we started to distribute the food. It took a long time. 32 ton is a lot of food. But what happened, brothers and sisters, is quite remarkable because we managed to feed 700 families for 3 months. Yes, what happened after that, I don't know. But we managed to keep that going for that time and the length of time. The Bibles and the glasses took longer because we give that away at crusades, churches, people that need. But it was such a blessing. So let's go back. Let's go back here to that lovely scripture that I read to you. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 10. For who has despised the day of small things? Small beginnings. The Lord looks at your heart and he sees if I can trust you. Oh, Lord, I've had my church and my ministry now going on for 5 years and we only got 50 people. Oh, I want to be like the mega church. No. You see, he's checking your heart. What do you want to be like? Do you want to copy somebody else? Do you want to piggyback on somebody else? Or do you want the real thing? You see, the Bible says also, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain. Unless the Lord put that truck across our paths, the farmers, the businessmen, the clearing agents, the pharmacies, the youngsters that came along to help us pack, unpack, drivers, getting the food across the borders without it being stolen, or unnecessary charges or bribes. We've never bribed a person, never bribed a thing in our lives. Kept our truck sitting there for a long, long time, but we got through by his grace because he sent the angels before us. So remember this now. When you're starting work or you're finishing school or you're in school or you're going into ministry, just remember when you lead one soul to Jesus Christ, the Bible says the angels of God rejoice in heaven over one repentant sinner. You don't have to look at the Billy Graham crusades or any other crusades. That one repentant sinner, the Lord will look at you and see your heart and then he'll take you from there. He raises up one and he brings down another. Don't forget that. So be encouraged, brothers and sisters, that this is a true story of the mission field of what happened to my family and our ministry when I was still living in Johannesburg, South Africa. As you most of you all know now, I'm now living in London and operating our ministry from central London, going back into Africa and reaching the lost in the streets of London. So be encouraged. I want to thank you for this time, Jess. Thank you for sitting with me. And I'd like to close in prayer and give God all the praise and all the glory. Lord Jesus, we thank you for this time together. Thank you, Lord, for sharing. Thank you, Lord, that somebody would be encouraged with this message today. Somebody that wants to step out the boat, but they're fearful. They don't know how to. Well, now that's how it happens. It's exactly what happened to us. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Remember that. So, Father, I pray over that person that's listening to this program today. I don't know where you are in the world, but Jess and I will stand together by faith that whatever you put your hands to will be blessed by the Lord Jesus Christ as long as he gets the glory. In Jesus' name, amen and good night till next week.
Well, thank you so much, Pastor Fergus, for sharing that with us, and thank you to everyone that tuned in tonight. If any of you have any questions or prayer requests, please send them in to mmi.london.uk@gmail.com, and Pastor Fergus would love to hear them and get back to you. So we'll see you all next week, and don't forget to tune in and join us every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Until then, God bless.